Tonight, with Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz causing oil prices to soar around the world, President Trump is urging America's allies to, quote, build up some delayed courage, go to the Strait, and just take it. In a phone call, the president told me of our allies, they can police it themselves. Why should I do it for them? They weren't there for me. The president suggesting that America's allies should be there to help, even though they didn't start the war. France, Spain, and Italy have all expressed reluctance to get involved. The president has acknowledged he was elected on a promise to bring down the cost of living. But today he told me the booming stock market before the war made it a good time to do it. Trump insists the oil prices are going to go down. He has threatened if Iran doesn't immediately open the strait, he will be, quote, blowing up and completely obliterating their civilian infrastructure, including power plants and water systems. He also says the U.S. and Iran are talking, telling me we have regime change, and this group is much more moderate and much more reasonable. The president says his team has been talking with the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Mohammad Ghalibaf. Speaker Ghalibaf has been jabbing the president on social media. He's toned it down a lot, Trump told me. He's much better. The president then adding ominously, we know where he lives. Let's put it that way. And on Cuba, the president telling me Cuba's gone. When I asked him if he was talking about a military operation against Cuba, Trump said, I can't tell you that. I trust you implicitly, but I can't tell you.